Coach Hill. It's Tuesday of week two of the football season and coming off the loss to Derby, but a lot of encouraging things from the Derby game. Can you give us a quick synopsis of what you saw after looking at film?
Well, really, I was pleased with the effort. I thought that the kids really did a good job of playing hard, and probably was one of our better assignment football first games, you know, in my 10 years. And unfortunately, the score doesn't, you know, dictate that. But at the same time, I think that, you know, we did some good things. We did some things that we needed to do better. You know, the couple drives early in the first half where we didn't get points, you know, really turned out to be a big thing for us, you know, to give up points at the end. But, you know, I think it's something that, you know, we can learn up from, young football team. And I think that, you know, the way that we finish the game is something that we can build on.
Well, Coach Hill, you've said all along that the biggest improvement teams make is from week one to week two. What are you looking for from your team from the Derby game Friday night to this coming game with Valley Center on the road?
Well, this team has been really good about, you know, listening to coaching, and, you know, we've emphasized certain things in each week that we've prepared, and, you know, we've got another, you know, set of goals that we want to accomplish this week throughout practice. And, you know, the kids have really been responsive to the things that we've done. And, you know, we got to just be better. We got to stay on blocks. We got to finish tackles. We got to play a little bit better assignment football. We got to get off of blocks. You know, I felt like our defensive line didn't do a very good job of getting off and shedding blocks. But, you know, those are things that we were emphasizing all week long, and hopefully that this week we'll do a better job and improve that between week one and week two.
Through the years, you've really worked hard to have a balanced offense, you know, passing, keeping the opposing defenses off balance. What are you looking for to improve the running game for this coming week?
Well, again, I think it's finishing blocks. You know, there were a lot of times we were one guy away from, you know, rather than gaining 4 or 5 yards, making it 10 or 12 yards. And that's something that again, that the continuity on the offensive line has helped us. But, we were just missing, little pieces here and there, running by people. That's something that we just needed those reps, you know, live reps against someone else. You know, when you practice against yourself, and even though we went 36 plays against the Jamboree, that was still a very small portion compared to the amount of reps we've taken against ourselves. And so I think, you know, getting those live reps of someone else and getting it on film has really been a great teaching tool. And, I think that we'll be better than that, you know, this coming week.
Valley Center coming up Friday night, week two. What have you seen in the scouting report so far from Valley Center that you're looking at to work on?
Well, they played a really good Mays team, you know, that, you know, did a good job. They made some mistakes, you know, as every team did. They gave up 2 defensive touchdowns and gave up a special teams touchdown, and that's tough to do, you know, and overcome in a week one, especially against a good team like Mays. And so, you know, I know that they feel like they can get better, and I'm sure that we expect them to be a lot better this week. But, physical running game, got a good tailback and a quarterback that returns that played against us last year. So, you know, we know that we got our hands full, and we've got to be ready to go, especially going on the road to their place.